This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. Film Society Friday on MPR.
Once again, we are back for Film Society Friday.
The last Film Society previews of the year for
Indeed.
The month of November.
I was going to say, it was just a reminder that the Film Society is not an all-year thing. You guys make space for film festivals and you shut down sometimes.
Yes, and we have a break from December through to March.
Right,
take a break. So, on the 1st of November, we have Pigs and Battleships.
It's a fascinating title.
Title, yes, directed by Imamura Shohei, Japanese, of course, from 1961, 108 minutes, it's an R16. It's a dazzling portrait of the power struggles of small-time gangsters in the port city of Yokosuka, which is also the location of a US naval base.
Oh, there's
also
right.
a Yakuza-run pig farm
that, sounds,
that features prominently.
Yeah, I can see a number of places this goes. It sounds fascinating.
It is one of those Japanese ones. It's like that post-war Japanese cinema where they're going really into the cinema verite of like the lower castes of the Japanese society. And apparently this one is in your face,
right? Yep.
So and even for 1961, it was considered to be like over the top and quite shocking. So I'll be definitely turning out for that one. On the 8th of November, we have Celia. An Australian movie by Anne Turner from 1988, 103 minutes, it's PG, a dark childhood fable of a young girl who escapes into her fantasies. Now, haven't all children mm-hmm. wanted to escape into their fantasies?
Indeed, and dark childhood fable is.
Time Out called this one of the best films about childhood since The 400 Blows. If you've seen The 400
I
Blows.
I have not, but that sounds fascinating.
Well worth it. Mm-hmm. Well worth it. But that's your classic French cinema, which in the same as the previous movie,
yep.
the like the lives of the people who don't have it so well. That looks like an excellent one. On the 15th of November, we have Ace in the Hole, a Billy Wilder film, so American, of course, 1951, 111 minutes, PG. Kirk Douglas plays a cynical newspaperman who stumbles on a career-making story in this unflinching examination of journalistic ethics, which is something that we could, apply across the globe right now, this instant.
Yeah, it's one of those, gosh, everything looks like the 40s all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
Moments.
Everything repeats. Mm-hmm. It's all in cycles. It's just repeating and repeating. And then on the 22nd of November, we have A Girl Walks Home at Night.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you heard of this guy.
Oh, I have seen
this.
Have
you seen it? Well, I haven't. So.
Ah, if you like vampire movies.
And I do.
And if you like and have a tolerance for, slow, dreamy movies.
Yep.
This is one where my pitch to you is, firstly, whatever you've got written down, I'm sure it is an excellent review from someone, but this is one of the rare movies where I would genuinely say, almost any shot, I would cheerfully just blow up to poster size and have on my
wall. It's one of those ones.
Incredibly visually striking stuff.
Beautiful cinematography. So this is a movie by Anna Lily Annenpore. From the USA, 2014, 104 minutes, it's R16. This is an outrageous new school vampire flick.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring a chador-wearing anti-heroine who stalks the night feasting on the blood of those who deserve to die.
Yeah, now, when they say outrageous, it might make you think that you're in Tarantino land. Actually, you're in David Lynch out of space in the middle of the night like yep. someone emerges from the darkness land.
And their legs aren't moving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because
they're
the vampire
sliding out.
The vampire, in fact, skateboards so that she right. does just slide, sort of glide into the interview.
Très moderne.
Mm-hmm.
And we have five movies in this particular last month of the Film Society. So on the 29th of November, we have Will Success Spoil Rock Hunter, a Frank Tashlin movie. He was an animator. He was one of the early animators.
Right.
But this is live action. USA, 1957, 93 minutes. It's G-rated. A put-upon ad executive, played by Tony Randall, must wrangle a glamorous movie star, played by Jane Mansfield, a glamorous movie star, for a lipstick commercial, a wild satire of 50s mores. And there's a lot to take the Borax out of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, it's always fun. This is a minor digression, but I've just finished reading this book called The Fame Game,
right.
which is 1970. It's by a woman called Rona Jaffe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's similarly like a satirical poke at celebrity life and
right.
specifically like celebrity management and Svengali producers
right.
and that whole
yeah.
Aesthetic and ethos. And it's always fascinating, like, seeing people's satires of what was going on around them from that period and like, watching how the satires have kind of mutated and changed
yes.
and what's still applicable and what's
yep.
not.
I still have a huge pile of old Mad magazines and Mad books from my father's collection, and they satirize every aspect of American life.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing escapes them over the years. And some of it is really, really pointed stuff. It's like they started Mad because of the Hays Act, and they had a whole bunch of strips that they couldn't use because they were horror and stuff, and that wasn't getting published. So they just recaptioned it with zany captions and put it in Mad. Recycling.
Yes.
So that's the last of it. That is us for the year. For the society. So,
fantastic. So come back in March for more of this wonderful stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Hugh.
You've been listening to Film Society Friday on NPR. Also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.